Yeah, most people don't understand, and I'm glad that New York City finally has a mayor that understands this, but water has a memory, and...
it's time that New York City had a mayor that understood that the body keeps the score, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, if we're all done, please, love bombing and trauma dumping on Eric Adams. I'm very pleased to welcome Maddie back to the show. It's always a great time when they're here.
I'm thrilled to be here. Literally, like 3 days ago, someone on my Instagram comments was like, when are you going back on Trash Future? And I responded, literally the second Eric Adams does something that warrants it.
And then
like seven things happened. And Riley just messaged me on Friday being like, you know what's up. No other details.
You just have a pager. We just give you a pager. It just goes off. You
basically
know, you have to call
happened.
Just shining the big Eric Adams signal into the sky.
Mm-hmm. What would the Eric Adams symbol be?
That is
big NYPD crest, like over the night sky, you know?
It would be some pants being pulled up.
Yeah, it's him. It's him wearing a special kind of hat. A fez, maybe.
It is the flags of like 50 different nationalities.
Yeah. In many ways, New York City.
It's a silhouette of a man being struck by lightning.
That's right.
Over an enormous hoard of jewels.
Yeah.
Although Eric Adams posted a happy trans day of visibility, but then did not claim to be New York City's first transgender mayor.
The thing is, right, you can tell his heart wasn't really in it because he just like posted a picture instead of saying that like New York City is the Seattle of America or whatever.
Posting that picture and then being like, I invented muffing in 1985.
You,
Eric Adams invented the inguinal canal. Yeah. It didn't exist.
I think November.
We were saying this before we started recording. But I think maybe these people know too much about our community. maybe putting everything online and doing everything in the form of posts that like cis people could see was not our smartest move. Right. Because now they know about our fucking inguinal canals.
I mean, to be fair, Riley and I also have an inguinal canal. We just don't use it.
Yeah, but that's different.
Yeah,
it's disused. Anyway.
For sale, inguinal canal.
My condemned inguinal canal.
For sale, inguinal canal used once.
I hate when Thatcher got in, she sold off all the inguinal canals, and now they're all, like, owned by other countries' state pension funds and shit.
We built all the inguinal canals in, like, the 19th century during the Industrial Revolution. It used to be called the Birmingham of the Crotch.
We are actually going to today talk about the phenomenon you're discussing as regards privatized water.
Okay, sure.
But anyway.
You were talking about muffins.
Yeah, drinking water was invented by Mira Bellwether, rest in power. And
anyway, so Eric Adams, New York City's first
and only mayor,
AMAB NB, non-medicalized mayor.
For a second, I thought you're going with like Eric Adams, New York's on knowledge and belief first and only mayor. He's the only one. We haven't paid attention to any of the others.
Canonically,
so.
Yes.
Well, you said earlier,
he's at the period of Dutch settlement, Eric Adams is there wearing a massive ruff and like shoes with buckles on.
Yeah, he's on the crest. It's him and a Native American guy. Trading a wampum string. Eric Adams, and he's pulling up his pants and being struck by lightning on the crest. Yeah.
He stood there going, I'm New Amsterdam's first ever mayor.
New Amsterdam is the Amsterdam of America.
That's right.
Yeah. November, you were saying earlier, Eric Adams is AMAB. He was assigned mayor at Brooklyn.
Yeah. It's different things, right? Babies, babies assigned male at birth, you get a blue, like, bonnet or whatever. Assigned female at birth, pink bonnet. Assigned mayor at birth, they just put a little sash on you.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
You get to be mayor of the maternity ward.
Yeah.
But we, basically, as you say, Maddie, he did one thing, which was announce a number of artificial intelligence-enabled, unclear how, weapons scanners that are currently used for vape detection at schools around America.
Yes.
I didn't know there was a vape angle here.
Does he listen to the podcast?
I think he must. But it's to detect vapes before they're used, as opposed to, like, instead of just being, like, trying to treat the symptoms of vaping.
Minority Report for vapes.
Yeah.
We got a, we got a Red Bull. It's a cherry flavored, yeah.
Yeah. They're all floating in, like, vapor instead of water. They're just lying there.
But they're meant to, like, detect guns in this context, right? Like, and he's putting them in all the subway stations. And we had a little press conference where a bunch of, like, dipshit NYPD Transit Bureau guys, like, walked through them to show that, like, hey, these work, sort of.
So I've done a little bit, as per usual, I've done a little bit of reading about the company, about what they do, and so on and so on. That's when I found out that, like, they're mostly for weapons detection, but on their education page, they're like, it also detects vapes.
This is like those things, the like, scam bomb detectors, where it turned out that it was just, like, a little plastic card with some dead flies glued to it, where it's like, it can detect anything, guns, vapes, drugs, bombs, you name it.
If you're intending on using your hands to push somebody in the subway, they can detect that you have hands.
Yeah. you walk through the thing and it detects your vape and you immediately get shot by RoboCop.
So only the other thing is, right, this company is currently being sued in, I believe, multiple jurisdictions because none of its shit works very well.
Oh, that's crazy.
What you're suggesting here is that they're going to put this in the subway stations and it's not going to work. Because, like, they had this idea. The thing that they were always very keen to hype up at this press conference was, like, it takes 3 seconds for it to scan you to determine if you're going to, like, shove someone off the platform or whatever. Mm. And I'm thinking about, like, I've never ridden on the New York City subway, but I get the impression that it's busy enough that 3 seconds is a long time.
It's too long. Especially if there's a huge line of people to get inside at, say, rush hour, which happens multiple times a day.
So the logic I was looking at here is that they say, look, how we would set this up, this is what they're saying, is we can roll these arches around the station and just have people walk through them without actually stopping. And the November, where you got the 3 seconds, is that it takes 3 seconds to beep. So what would happen is that you would be 3 seconds worth of people along before it beeped. So it would just be beeping constantly about people who have already basically boarded a train.
This is already a struggle when the NYPD does not employ people who are capable of jogging for 3 seconds. Like...
Yeah. And also, they've got to figure out who it's beeping for. They've got to kind of, like, play back the tape in their mind of, like, who was walking through 3 seconds ago.
I mean, maybe this is just, like, purely pretextual, right?
Yeah. Well, yes. I think that's the idea, right? That this is, like, so much cop tech. Mm. What this is there's a thing that beeps, and then when the NYPD transit cops want to harass you, they will say, the thing beeped.
Yeah.
So we will now be harassing.
The broken robot policing, they call it. Because, I mean, they also introduced those robot security guards to go on the subway. And I've seen, I think, like one or two and only at like Times Square. And they don't do anything. They're just sitting there, of course. And, you know,
well, just like the real cops.
They're just like they learned it from mom and dad. And then, you know, these new things, if they put them in, it's. There's no way they have everybody go through them because, like you said, November is just like an absolute time suck. People for instance, I have a medical device and I can't go through any scanners really for anything, which means every time if they want it, they'd have to like go, you know, put me behind the curtain and feel me up like they do at the airport. And it's just like, it's a lot of work for people who
seem to want to play Candy Crush all day.
They really love to play Candy Crush all day. But yeah, I you know, the main thing I see cops do in the subway is harass people, like, you know, like kick homeless people and get asked for directions, which I feel like maybe there's a better use of our money. You know, now the libraries aren't open anymore on the weekends.
core competency. You could refine things down. So instead of the like moving on homeless people, you just do the giving directions. And also maybe you'd have a gun.
Yeah. Cool. And also you just get really awesome. You get cracked at Candy Crush. I mean, basically like this whole.
Yeah. The NYPD, Eric Adams is sort of like major league phone gaming team stable.
It's the entire plan that they had to surge a bunch more cops.
And National Guard too.
Yeah. It's basically just a kind of city-based subsidy to the company Zynga, essentially. It's just a city-based microtransaction subsidy.
Yeah. Say what you will about Eric Adams, he's great for Farmville.
What else is funny, right, is that a lot of the claims that Evolve has made about its ability to detect like weapons and stuff.
Mm.
A lot of those appear to have made, but number one, been made about schools.
Yeah.
But then, like, Evolve.
And kids schools, are, like, way yeah. worse at hiding guns but than New Yorkers.
Schools that have used Evolve say that it set off so many. Again, if you're going to follow that line of logic, right? Mm. The line of logic that says this is a dangerous place, we need to scan for weapons and police it, right? If you follow that line of logic, as the schools did, they then said that Evolve made the schools much less safe because all of the people who were supposed to be like directing crowds and then like responding to safety issues were responding to like Evolve detecting a vape rather than a knife. Essentially,
sure,
or
because
perhaps.
it made them actively less safe because it's like so much AI, it just confidently asserts things that are wrong.
Or perhaps it's detecting a sort of vape device that's like a sword cane that you pull out and it is a Bowie knife.
Mm. I mean, yeah. Can you think of a movie where someone uses a vape to make into a gun could get past some kind of a security scanner?
If only such a film existed, Riley, it would be a great film and we would review
it. No, I think if it did, we would never review it. Oh, I think we would make a point. Yeah.
You think Kevin Hart would, if Kevin Hart was to make a movie called something like, I don't know, Lift, that might feature as a plot point?
No,
never. Well, it doesn't matter because we're never watching it and it's fine. Mm-hmm.
Was the scanning company perhaps a producer on that film? You should check.
It's like, if you don't prevent vapes on planes, this is what's going to happen, you know?